This is episode number 2350 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So here's a new term we haven't used yet.
What's that?
Bravo-lebrity.
Bravo-lebrity.
Uh-huh. That's a reality show star from the Bravo Network.
Oh, I get it.
They even have a convention for fans called BravoCon.
They do, and I've heard of that. It was big. It was huge, actually. Yeah, we actually talked about it when Leah Remini kind of went all wacko from Real Housewives.
I mean, people obviously watch it. I'm not much. Speaking of Bravo celebrities,
yes.
Look no further than the Below Deck crew.
We love Below Deck.
We do.
We love us some.
After the news yesterday about Captain Lee leaving the boat today, we're learning that former Chief Stew from 6 of the 10 seasons, Kate Chastain, is pregnant and she's expecting in May.
Oh, my God. I want to say one thing about Kate. Love her as a Chief Stew. I think she got by with a lot of crap she shouldn't have.
Of course she did.
Over the years. But she's got the best resting bitch face on television.
I mean,
come on.
I mean, if you put her and Beth in the same room from Yellowstone, if you put Kate Chastain and Beth Dutton in the same room and said, resting bitch face, go.
Go. I still think Kate wins.
I think Kate wins.
I've never seen anybody on TV that's like that.
But
love her.
Sometimes people say, hey, Morgan, you okay? It's like, yes, I'm okay. Well, you look kind of mad. I'm not. this is how my face looks.
Resting bitch face.
It's my resting bitch face. So this is Kate's first baby, and she's being mum not only about the gender of the baby, but also about who the baby daddy is.
Yeah, it's nobody's business, damn it. Until she wants it to be.
So she claims that with her two upcoming shows, Below Deck Galley Talk and The Traitors.
Ooh, I haven't heard about these.
She wanted to get any ahead of any rumors.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're kind of thinking that Kate was pregnant in October when she appeared at BravoCon.
Oh, yeah, she would have been. If she's like May, October, totally. Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, September.
And here's a little hint. Here's a little something.
Oh, a little something,
Side note. This is what I was expecting since it was a cliffhanger.
All about Captain Lee.
Keep watching Below Deck this season, and theirs is called Captain Lee's is Below Deck.
Just Below Deck. He's the OG.
That's the OG. That's right.
And Kate was on Below Deck.
Yes.
So, but Med and Down Under and what's it called now? Adventure, something or other.
And there's the one that's the sailing yacht.
There's the sailing ship, yeah.
Anyway, Captain Lee, to keep watching, Captain Lee seems to have recovered from his injury.
Yeah, the deal is they filmed this last summer, so I'm hoping that he'll be back.
We want Captain Lee to stay.
We like Captain Lee. We like him.
Yeah. Emily Blunt made a comment on a podcast about starring with Tom Cruise. It was 2014 action film Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I never saw it.
She had to wear an 85-pound costume.
Wow.
And she said she started to cry about how difficult the scene was. And after a while, Tom told her to, come on, stop being such a wussy.
He called her a wussy?
Well, no. He actually said something worse.
Oh, the other word.
She was just being nice.
Wow. Now, see, in that context, I take offense. It's like, Tom Cruise, who the F do you think you are, buddy? Talking to Mary Poppins like that? I mean, come on.
Now, the media painted the story as being demeaning to Emily, of course.
Yeah, it sounds that way, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah?
But now she's upset.
Why is she upset?
She says the quote was taken completely out of context.
Oh.
So she says, it's ludicrous that it's being spun as something that offended me.
You should have done that with a British accent.
I can't.
She has a British accent.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah, ludicrous. It's close.
That it's okay. Being spun as something that offended me. I can't do it.
With our apologies to the late Queen of England.
She says it didn't offend her. She shared the story as lightheartedly as it was meant by Tom. So in other words, get over it, people.
So they probably both had a laugh. I can envision this happening. She's there. Uh-huh. He's trying to lighten the mood because she's crying now.
Yeah.
Because she's wearing an 85-pound costume.
Uh-huh.
And these are action movies.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise doesn't do any other kind of movies. So, no, not anymore.
Right.
So, you know she's in Kevlar and everything else and probably harnesses. And I mean, I'm thinking Mission Impossible kind of costume.
Yeah.
So I get it. So she was uncomfortable. And Tom.
Yeah, I would be too, yeah.
I get it now. Tom saying that the way he would say it absolutely comes out as a shocker, and I bet they both died laughing.
Probably so. You know? And, you know, it'd be interesting. This doesn't say how she reacted to his comment.
Yeah.
Which would have been kind of good to include that.
Yeah. Well, she might have said it on the podcast. We don't know.
Right.
Sounds like to me that the news media stopped after they heard that comment because that's what we do. We're like, we got our quote. Now we're going to make Tom Cruise look like a jerk. He does okay on his own. And I don't think he needs any help from any of us.
No, he doesn't.
Emily Zion is, of course, Mrs. John Krasinski.
Oh, that's right.
We love Jim.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was Mary Poppins. I doubt she'll ever be Mary Poppins again. That movie didn't do well.
Jack Ryan.
He's Jack Ryan. Dun, dun, dun. And there's another season, I guess.
Jim Jack Ryan.
Anyway,
I need to watch that.
I really do like Emily Blunt a lot. And I think she's very versatile as an actress. Uh-huh. Her American accent's not bad. And so that's what you look for in those kinds of things. All right. With our apologies to John Krasinski
and Jack Ryan. I can't keep the Emily straight. I really can't. I have the biggest problem with that.
And just remember, she's the one that speaks with an English accent. And she was Mary Poppins.
But there's another Emily speaks with an English accent, too.
Emily or Emma? You're thinking Emma Watson.
Oh. And see, Emma Watson, Emma Stone, Emily Blunt. I get them all messed up. All
right. With our apologies to the Emmas and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.